Courtney Miller says she tutored Kawan Carrington at the Don Moyer Boys and Girls Club, and that there was no way the 15-year-old could have been a threat that justified gunfire from a police officer. The 20-year-old Miller told the city council that Officer Daniel Norbitz used poor procedure that led to Carrington's death, and she says that's affected her view of the department.
I want to be a police officer one day, but I refuse to be an officer in this community if my co-workers are going to act like that. I'm not going to work for them. I will not.
Miller was one of 52 people, mostly African American, who addressed the Champaign City Council on the Carrington shooting last night. A few spoke in defense of the police, but most saw the shooting as an unwarranted attack on an unarmed teenager. Some speakers raised questions about Champaign police policies on deadly force. Barbara Kessel of Urbana referred to a police department document that apparently put a revised deadly force policy in place on October 1st. Kessel says the old policy authorized deadly force if an officer or someone else was in danger of being killed or gravely injured.
Now, the new policy says that same thing and then goes on to say, or such force is necessary to prevent the arrest from being defeated by resistance or escape. Now, that is different, and that is not in the old policy. This policy was operative when this boy was killed.
Police spokeswoman Renee Dunn had no comment last night on the policy document, which was obtained and distributed by CU Citizens for Peace and Justice. But it raised eyebrows among council members. Councilman Mike Ledoux gathered enough signatures from the council during a break to schedule a discussion of the deadly force policy for an upcoming study session. Several speakers at the council meeting saw the shooting as another example of police harassment of African American youth. They added their own examples and called on the mayor and city council to take action. The council's policy of not replying during public comment led to a tense moment between Mayor Jerry Schweihart and Champaign resident Oshawa Wartlow.
Well, if one of your kids came home and told you you was abused by the police, what you gonna do? What you gonna do? Answer me. What you gonna do? I'm talking to you. If one of your kids come home and tell you they was abused by the police, what is you going
to
do?
I told you in the beginning this is not a debate. You have an opportunity to make your speech.
Police Chief R.T. Finney was the other officer involved with Officer Norbitz in the confrontation with Carrington and another youth. He stayed away last night at the request of City Manager Steve Carter, who said he wanted people to feel they could speak freely. Several did, calling for Finney's resignation. Other calls came for an independent investigation of the shooting, state police are leading the current one, and a civilian police review board similar to Urbana's. But Champaign council members had little specific to say about the recommendations when their turns came to speak, except to say, as Councilwoman Deb Finan did, that they took everybody's comments seriously.
I think it's right for you to expect us to listen, and you can expect that in the future because we're going to have more discussions and more give and take. This doesn't end tonight.
Earlier in the evening, Regine Rivers, one of Kawan Carrington's aunts, said the family was staying calm and awaiting the results of the investigation. She called on the city council and the community to pray and do the right thing if they wanted to keep the peace and avoid, in her words, an uproar. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.